Let's start with our report about places to go for the summer holidays. This time, Duncan visited a travel agent to get information for our listeners.
That's right, I did. And here's the report.
Hello, Mrs. Thompson. You're a travel agent in Glasgow. Could you give us some tips for summer holidays?
I'll be happy to, Duncan. This year, many people are going to Spain and France, and there are a lot of people staying home.
Why is that?
Some people don't want to travel by plane. Others don't want to spend a lot of money. And the summer was so beautiful in Britain last year, so they think it will be nice this year.
I see. Have you got any tips for people who want to stay home?
My tip is to plan the holiday very carefully. At home, it is easy to watch the telly all day, so it is important to have a plan.
What can people do?
There are a lot of festivals in the summer, music festivals, film festivals, and there are special summer activities for children too. Of course, the local swimming pool is always a good idea, and it's helpful to make a reading list. Many people read books when they are on holiday, but they don't at home. So, if you're not going somewhere for a holiday, you should make time to read at home. It's very relaxing.
What about for people who are going somewhere?
This year, the beaches in Spain are very popular. It's important to take along sun protection, though. We Britons don't take the sun very well. And, of course, it's good to drink a lot of water when the weather is hot. It's best to drink bottled water. You never know if the water is safe.
Thank you for your time, Miss Thompson.
You're welcome.
That was a nice report, Duncan. What would you like to do in the summer?
I would like to stay at home, but I would like to do sports every day. Or go to camp.